What if I told you that abundance is not just about money? Now, most of us wake up chasing numbers on a bank account, and most of us feel like money is the only form of abundance and wealth. Now, what if I told you this very attitude is keeping most people stuck? This is why most people experience a plateau in terms of their success. Most people experience poverty or lack of money and abundance in their lives. And the ancient Sanatana Dharma recognized the 8 forms of abundance, and it gave this concept to us in the form of Ashtalakshmi. So in this important video, we will discover the 8 forms of abundance. And not just that, we will understand the science of unlocking that abundance within our lives by recognizing the abundance in all forms and in all dimensions that exists right here, right now, in and around us. So this will change your perspective on abundance, and this will make abundance a part of your life if you just pay attention and if you integrate these principles. The Advaita channel is about consciousness and conscious creation. Here we explore Vedanta and various other ancient teachings from India to understand the nature of reality and to consciously create our lives. First, let's begin by talking about why most of us feel poor, most of us feel stuck when we have so much. From childhood, we are taught to count coins, chase marks, compare possessions, and measure worth in currency. Slowly, wealth and abundance becomes equal to money in bank. The society conditions us to think this way. You know, big cars, flashy bank accounts, and all the things that the society and social media is constantly feeding us and telling us that this is the only form of wealth and abundance that you need to chase, and this is the only thing that is meaningful in life. But yet, how many times have we seen people like successful business owners, celebrities who have achieved name, fame, and money but still feel empty inside, still go through mental health issues, and still go through a miserable life? This is a very common phenomenon. Now, do not mistake me here. I'm not reducing the importance of money in any way. Money is a very beautiful and a powerful form of abundance, and it is worshipped in Sanatana Dharma. And of course, I see the value of money and what it can offer, especially when we are trying to build different things. And as we are building our organization, I can see the importance of money. But looking at money as the only form of abundance is a huge mistake. And this is keeping us stuck, and we will learn how this happens now. The ancient Sanatana Dharma taught us that wealth and abundance is not just about one color. It is not just about money, but it's like a rainbow. It is about the 8 forms of abundance when everything is in balance, and when we learn to value each of these elements and dimensions, abundance will naturally come in our lives. In the Ashtalakshmi, the 8 forms of abundance, number 1 is Adilakshmi, which signifies inner peace and spiritual wealth. Pay attention to the sequence here. We start with inner peace and spiritual grounding, because that is where everything starts. When we create different things in this world from that place of stillness and balance and calmness, that is when we are able to build true success and experience true abundance. Otherwise, it is all superficial. And even if we manage to make money, we live a miserable life with stress and anxiety. Adilakshmi is the foundation. She is also called Moksha Pradayini, the bestower of liberation. This is the wealth of inner freedom, the calm that keeps you steady in any storm. This inner peace cannot be counted or valued in rupees or dollars. It is priceless. It is more valuable and more important than anything else in life. Without Adilakshmi, that is, without inner peace and spiritual grounding, even the richest person in the world will experience anxiety and restlessness. But with her, you stand still no matter what challenges come in your way. Now with this, let's come to the second dimension, the second form of abundance. That is Dhanalakshmi, which is the abundance of money and resources. This is the form we all know, the flow of money, gold and material support. Dhanalakshmi provides security for food, home, business and family. Without money and finances, our life is a constant struggle. So of course, money is very, very important, but it always comes after inner peace and spiritual grounding. Money is essential to build organizations, to impact the world, to help others, to take care of your family, to raise your children in the right way. So never underestimate the power of money, but at the same time, never think and believe that money is the only thing that truly matters in life. So with this understanding, let's come to the third dimension, the third form of abundance, that is Dhanya Lakshmi, the abundance of food and grains. Why do we worship money but forget to worship food? A plate of rice or a sandwich is not just its price tag. It carries the sun, the rain, the soil and the labor of countless hands. Without food, money is useless. No one can eat paper notes. The concept of Dhanya Lakshmi reminds us to treat food with reverence and with respect. It is a very important form of wealth and abundance, and we need to share it and express gratitude towards it. Each grain on your plate is prosperity in its purest form. Here I want to talk a little bit about abundance in general. You know, the world and this universe is abundant in every way. Just look at the world around you. We are living in an incredible planet. So many innovations are happening. There is such a wonderful world outside. There are forests and oceans and rivers. We have all the resources that we need. So if you are not experiencing abundance in your life, then the problem is with you yourself, not with the world. The problem is with how you think and what you believe in. So the point of this video is to expand your perspective and to make you feel grateful for the things that you already have, for the food you eat and for the relationships and the inner peace you have. When we begin to see all these forms of abundance as abundance, and when we begin to respect it and when we begin to feel grateful for it, then we allow abundance to flow into our life in all its forms, including money and wealth. But if we just focus on money and wealth and if we ignore all the things that God has given us, then we are stuck. We will block all other dimensions of abundance from coming to us, including money and wealth. So we need to begin to see everything as abundance, as different forms of abundance. And we need to start from a place of gratitude, not scarcity. With this, let's come to the fourth dimension, that is Gajalakshmi, the wealth of animals and stability. Gaja means elephant. Gajalakshmi represents animals, power and nature's support. In ancient times, elephants symbolized kingship, while cows and ox powered farms. Even today, animals are silent companions of human life, keeping nature in balance. Now think of a farmer whose cattle is strong, who has an abundant farm. Now, this is a complete life by itself. For a farmer, the animals that he has with him is a great source of abundance and stability. So, the form of Gajalakshmi represents the stability in our life. With this, let's come to the fifth dimension, that is Santana Lakshmi, which is the abundance of family and children. Santana means children, lineage, and the continuation of life. Santana Lakshmi blesses homes with joy, care, and nurturing bonds. A family photo full of smiles is also wealth. It is priceless. If you are a parent, you understand this. That laughter and that smile of your child or the blessing of your parents, can we put a price tag on that? Is it not a form of wealth and abundance that exists in our lives? But do we respect it? Do we feel grateful for it every single day? Question this and begin to see and recognize this abundance that already exists in your life. The more you see and recognize different forms of abundance, the more you welcome all forms of abundance to your life. Next comes Dhairya Lakshmi, the abundance of courage. Life will always test us. Jobs may be lost, our health may be affected, different things might happen in our lives. It is inevitable because of our past karma, because of our past deeds. We bring in different things into our lives. Now, how do we navigate that? Do we cry? Are we shaken? And do we struggle to navigate these challenges? Or do we face them with courage and strength? This is determined by the Dhairya Lakshmi, that is the abundance of courage. The symbolic representation of Dhairya Lakshmi is shown with weapons in her hands, not to fight others, but to fight the fear within. Courage is a very important dimension within our lives. And it is not just necessary for warriors and soldiers, but it is essential for professionals, entrepreneurs, and to everyday seekers, because we all face a lot of things in this world. And the dimension of courage determines how we go about facing it and going through these challenges to achieve our goals. With this, let's come to the seventh dimension, that is Vidya Lakshmi, the abundance of knowledge and wisdom. Now, we have all heard of this quote, gold and money can be stolen, but knowledge only grows the more it is shared. Vidya Lakshmi blesses us with education, wisdom, and clarity. She guides us with insights and direction and judgment. Now, whoever you are right now, you might be a professional who's looking to achieve certain professional success, or an entrepreneur who's trying to build something meaningful in his life. From where you are to where you wish to be, the gap is the gap of knowledge and understanding. If you can just understand the things that the successful people understand, you will be successful. So knowledge and understanding is a prerequisite for all forms of success. And knowledge is also priceless. This is a very important dimension of abundance that most of us ignore. And that is why at Advaita Conscious Society, we say, when you invest in the right learning, you build a fortune that lasts lifetimes. Whatever you invest in your education and in self-evolution is an asset not just for this life, but for lifetimes ahead. With this, let's come to the final dimension, that is Vijaya Lakshmi, that is abundance of success. Vijaya means success. This is not about defeating others, but it is about reaching your own goals. Whether it is a student passing his exams, whether it is a professional who's aspiring to grow in his area of expertise, whether it is an entrepreneur who is struggling and who is aspiring to build something in his life, we all seek success. We all wish to be successful in whatever we are doing. So success is a form of wealth. It is a form of abundance. Now, I just want you to observe the holistic thought process of ancient Sanatanis, how they recognize these important dimensions of abundance and how broad their perspective was. Now, if we honestly self-evaluate, most of us give a lot of importance to just one dimension of abundance, that is money and finances in general, and we ignore the rest. But when we begin to look at all these dimensions together, and when we begin to look all of these dimensions as different forms of abundance, then everything will shift in our life. When you put these eight together, you realize abundance is not one-sided. It is not just about dollars in your account. It is also inner peace, food, nature, family, courage, knowledge, and success. Abundance is already around you in so many forms. It flows through your meals, your relationships, your wisdom, and even the courage with which you face every single obstacle. So the next time you think of wealth and abundance, think of all these forms and recognize what you already have, and feel grateful and feel thankful genuinely for the things that life has already given you, and begin from a place of fullness and completeness and confidence, and then see how whatever you want will begin to unfold naturally and beautifully. And in the comments, put in the one form of abundance, a Lakshmi, that has already blessed you in your life. It can be relationships. It can be your wisdom or the inner peace that you carry.